Anthony Choquette's brother-in-law says the family did everything they could to help him before he died by suicide last month at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage. KTOO's Jennifer Canfield has more.
He was a happy, fun-loving guy. He was really an awesome person.
Roger Holmberg says he and his wife first learned about last month's suicide at the Dena'ina Center while watching TV. He says no one called him or the family to tell him it was Anthony Choquette. They learned later after news outlets published his name.
When we heard the news that someone had committed suicide at the AFN, immediately you think, well, that's tragic in a meeting like that. And not only that, the family, how, you know, this affects the family, not knowing that it was my brother-in-law. So when I heard later that evening, about 8:30, it was like a spear went through me and I was numb.
Holmberg was asked to speak on behalf of the family. He wouldn't say what kind of problems Choquette was facing, just that the family had done everything they could to help, but he walked away from it. They'd gotten him into housing, but he left it and eventually ended up at the Brother Francis shelter in downtown Anchorage.
So we still continued to try to work with him, and the response was not good.
Friends who were near Choquette before he jumped said he wasn't acting normal that day. Holmberg said everything happened so fast that no one was able to stop him, though they tried.
He was facing some major things in his life, and you know, when people reach the bottom, they're desperate. And if we can't see that, there's signs, there's signals that people send that we're not probably sensitive enough to sometimes to catch it.
The family came together and grieved. Holmberg got to thinking there had to be something he could do.
It's the most traumatic, I believe, because it's so sudden and it's not normal. So therefore, you're left with, you know, what happened? Why did it happen? You know, what was going through the person's mind? We can't answer those questions.
As an evangelical pastor, singer, and songwriter, Holmberg travels frequently to places such as Guatemala and Haiti. He just returned from Honduras the morning of his brother-in-law's death. A few years ago, Holmberg says he had an idea to bring together members of the faith community to offer support to either those thinking about suicide or the family and friends who are ultimately left behind. He saw that while suicide prevention organizations were doing as much as they could, the spiritual aspect of suicide wasn't being addressed very much, and he wanted to change that. But the idea fell by the wayside as his travels claimed more and more of his time. After Choquette's death, he finally decided to act, and about a week later, he met with a group of pastors and suicide prevention workers. He's still looking to connect with people interested in the effort.
It's comforting to know people care, but it can't be a one-time. The answer is not a one-time thing, because who knows who's next? So there must be I'm calling it a safety net for both. The one who does that and for the family, because it's so tragic. It's so beyond words.
Life is short, Holmberg said, and often our priorities are not what they should be. His priority today is to find a way to help families cope with the sudden loss of a loved one to suicide.
That was KTOO's Jennifer Canfield reporting. If you or someone you know is thinking about suicide, the Alaska Care Line can be reached at 877-266-HELP. There are now two Coast Guard cutters that carry the name Monroe. The Kodiak Daily Mirror reports a new cutter by that name was christened in Missouri on November 14th. This Monroe has been built over the last 2 years and will go into service in 2016. The first Monroe was commissioned in 1971. The Coast Guard says the 378-foot long cutter based in Kodiak is nearing the end of its life. The new Monroe is 418 feet long. Both ships are named after Signalman First Class Douglas Monroe, the only Coast Guard member to earn the Medal of Honor. Coast Guard says having two ships with the same name doesn't happen often, but it does ensure the name Monroe will continuously remain as part of the Coast Guard fleet.